It was another solid weekend for the Briarcrest College Clippers women's basketball and volleyball teams, as both Karenport-based crews picked up a pair of wins in Alberta College's athletic conference action over the weekend. For the women's basketball team, their weekend success was a continuation of a solid run of play as of late, as they took 80-73 and 60-55 wins on the road over the Olds College Broncos. Briarcrest found themselves in tough in the early going on Friday, as they trailed by 5 at the half and as much as 9 in the third quarter, but would rally to take a 60-58 lead into the final frame and go on to the 7-point win. Brooklyn Martins had 22 points and 12 rebounds, while Amber Fichtner had 17 points and 16 rebounds to go along with 14 points from Dory Sunderland and 10 from Sydney LaTrace. The rematch Saturday was close through the first half, but a 7-0 run midway through the third quarter broke a 40-40 tie and would give Briarcrest a lead they'd never relinquish. Martins led Briarcrest with 15 points and 10 rebounds, while Fichtner had 12 points and 17 rebounds and LaTrace 11 points. The Clippers are now 9-7 and sit in fourth place in the South Division. Things went much smoother for the Clippers women's volleyball team, as they rolled to a pair of three-game wins over Olds College at the Margaret P. Reimer Gymnasium in Karenport. Briarcrest opened with a 25-13, 25-23, 25-16 victory on Friday, with Faith Buhler putting up 7 kills and Kelsey Symes 6 to lead the offense. Symes added 7 digs and 7 aces to her totals, while Moose Jaw's Summer Okerstrom picked up 3 kills and 3 digs. The rematch on Saturday was much of the same, as the Clippers took a 25-21, 25-16, 25-7 victory. Julia Beer had a solid outing with 12 kills on 16 attempts to go along with 8 digs, while Buhler had 7 kills and 8 digs. Briarcrest is now 8-7 and tied for second in the ACAC South. The men's hockey team split their two games against the Augustana Vikings in Camrose, taking a 5-2 win on Friday and falling 3-1 on Saturday. Alex Pellerin had a goal and 2 assists in the opening win, which saw the Clippers tied 1-1 after the first and leading 3-1 through 2. Trey Dowell, Jacob Arsenault, Joshua Weens and Caleb Grandfield had single markers. Jake Dale added 2 assists. Dominic Teamedge had 22 saves. Colton Akins had the lone goal for the Clippers in the rematch Saturday, as the teams were tied 1-1 through 2 before Augustana pulled away in the third. Coulter Pollock turned aside 34 shots in taking the narrow loss. The loss snapped a 3-game winning streak for Briarcrest, with Clippers now 8-8 and tied for fourth place. The men's basketball team found themselves in a couple of barnburners but ended up dropping 82-81 and 90-88 decisions to Olds, with both games going right down to the final seconds. Friday's matchup saw the Clippers take a 65-58 lead early in the fourth quarter, but the Broncos would chip away, taking a 73-72 edge with 5:05 remaining and setting up a back-and-forth battle the rest of the way. It all boiled down to the last 10 seconds, but Zach Martins and Riley Seaburn each missed potential game-winning shots and Olds had their win. Seaburn had 18 points and 9 rebounds, while Matthew Bryant scored 17, Brolin Symes 13 and Martins 11 to go along with 10 rebounds. Moose Jaw products Caden Banilovich and Danny Mullins had 5 points each. It was more of the same a day later, as the Clippers led 73-65 heading into the fourth. Olds battled back to take the lead with 1:29 to play, and Briarcrest had 4 cracks to tie the game in the final 5 seconds but couldn't get the ball to fall. Seaburn had a solid contest with 27 points, while Bryant had 25 points and 10 rebounds. Martins added 12 points. Mullins picked up 6 and Banilovich added 5. The Clippers are now 2-14 and in 8th place in the South. The Briarcrest men's volleyball team took a pair of 3-1 losses in their matches against Olds, losing 25-21, 20-25, 25-16, 25-21 Friday and falling 28-26, 25-19, 23-25, 25-16 in the rematch. It was another good weekend for Karim Coleman, as he had 18 kills in the opener before putting down 23 kills and picking 9 digs on Saturday. Brady Watchell led the defense with 10 digs Friday and 16 Saturday. Briarcrest falls to 8-7 to sit in fourth place. The men's and women's basketball teams are both at home against SAIT during the February 2 weekend, while the volleyball crews travel to Calgary to face the Trojans. Men's hockey is in Red Deer for a pair of games against the Kings.